This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Next year will mark the 100th anniversary of one of the great atrocities of the 20th century, the genocide of up to 1.5 million Armenians by the Ottoman Empire. Scholars have acknowledged this to be one of the first modern genocides. The University of Michigan's Armenian Studies program is launching a series of events reflecting on the Armenian massacre and how the actions of 100 years ago are being felt in 2014. Catherine Babayan is a professor and director of the Armenian Studies program at U of M. What events led to what we call the Armenian massacre? What was happening in the Ottoman Empire, which, of course, today we know as Turkey?
Right. Well, that's a big question. You have to take a class for that. But in a nutshell, the Ottoman Empire was falling apart. It was referred to as the sick man of Europe. And the Armenians and the Greeks, the Assyrians as well, but these ethnic minorities were really the last minorities in Anatolia that were vying also for their own independence.
Now, Anatolia is?
Is modern-day Turkey.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The Armenians, who are very much integrated also in the Ottoman, both politics and the intellectual life. But the image and vision for what would happen in this post-World War period was a space, well, that came to victimize certain peoples who were very central to the well-being of the Ottoman Empire as envisioned in a a more traditional imagination of the Ottomans.
So what exactly happened? What we call the massacre, mm-hmm. What happened?
April 24th is considered to be the beginning of the genocide because some 250 Armenian intellectuals as well as community leaders in Istanbul were rounded about and imprisoned. But actually we have massacres of Armenians prior to that. In fact, the immigration of Armenians to America probably began in the 1895-96 with the Hamidian, the Grand Vizier, the Ottoman Grand Vizier, massacre of Armenians.
But this, the events of 1915 really took it to a new level. When we say 1.5 million mm-hmm, people mm-hmm. dying in mm-hmm. this, how?
Well, there are at least two different phases of it. First of all, men were rounded up and either conscripted or killed. Women and children and elderly went on this death march of a movement outside of their homes towards Syria and the desert in Syria. So famine is one of the big features of this death march as well.
And yet, even today, Turkey denies that that word genocide is an accurate term for these mass killings. What's that argument about?
Well, it's a political argument. It is difficult for any kind of, ongoing, right, countries who are engaged in genocide to, first of all, in this case, Turkey, it's not their responsibility, mm-hmm. but it's a responsibility of the past. And so it's a political move because it means a lot of different things. It also means reparations. It means possibly refugees who can come back, like in the case of Israel and Palestine mm-hmm. as well. So there's a lot of political reverberations for this denial politics.
Why did so many Armenians make Michigan their home mm-hmm. when the diaspora happened and people were fleeing? What brought so many to Michigan?
Well, I think it's also the Michigan story, right? I think it's the Ford motor industry. Mm-hmm. And in 1914, Ford bringing out the $5 per day policy, which nearly doubled the wages.
When you look at the many problems facing our world in 2014, do you wonder if any lessons were learned with what happened to the Armenian people in 1915?
History repeats itself, but never in the same manner. And so in front of our eyes, there are genocides that are going on. Whether we've learned our lesson or not, the first genocide in the 20th century and then a series of genocides that follow the Holocaust mm-hmm. that we continue not to do, to sit down very comfortably, maybe be armchair politicians or sit down on Facebook. But the fact that we're not out in rage of genocides that are going on currently, I would say, no, we didn't learn our lesson.
That was Catherine Babayan, director of U of M's Armenian Studies program. The series of events commemorating the 100th anniversary of the Armenian Genocide begins tomorrow night. Actor, playwright, novelist Eric Bogosian will be on campus. He'll speak about his life as an Armenian American and an artist. You can get more information, just Google Armenian Studies Program at the University of Michigan.